The following is a lecture given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on October 20th, 1968, in Seattle.
Ovindamma adipurusham tanaham bhajami
Govindamma adipurusham tanaham bhajami.
Krishna consciousness movement means to approach the original Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. This is Krishna consciousness. Direct. This is a special gift of Lord Chaitanya that in this age there are so many anomalies, defects in the life of human being, that gradually they are giving up the idea of Krishna consciousness or God consciousness. Not only gradually they are giving up, they have already given up. So, Vedanta Sutra therefore says, Athata Brahma Jigyasa. It is not that a different type of religious system we are introducing. It is a great necessity of the present day. Because we say that either you follow scripture, Bible, or you follow Quran, or you follow Vedas, the aim is God. But at the present moment, due to the influence of this Kali Yuga means the age of quarrel and disagreement. So in this age, people are embarrassed in so many ways. First disqualification is that they do not live for long time. The average duration of life in India is 35 years. And I do not know exactly what is the average age here. But in India, the people are overcrowded. They have no such intelligence, or they did not care to go outside India, colonize. Everyone went there to exploit, but they never thought of exploiting other places. That is their cultural, they do not try to encroach upon other property. Anyway, the India's position is very precarious because they have left their own culture and they are trying to imitate the Western culture, which they cannot due to so many circumstances, and therefore they are put into between the horns of Sila and charity, you see. So this age is like that, not only in India, in other countries the difficulties are there differently. The problems are different. But there are problems, either in India or in America or in China. Everywhere they are trying to make so many schemes for world peace. In your country or in America, even there is no safety of life for big men like Kennedy's, you see. Anyone can be killed at any moment and there is no action. So there is another problem. In communist country, they are by force the ruling on the citizens. So many Russians, so many Chinese, they are going away out of the country. They do not like this communist idea. So problems are there due to this age. Due to this age of Kali, the problems are there. And what are the problems? The problems are that in this age, people are very short-lived. There are divisional lives. You do not know when he shall die, at any moment. It is said that during Lord Ramchandra's rule, a Brahmin, he came to the king, my dear king, my son has died. So, please explain why in the presence of father a son shall die. You see? How much the king was responsible. A old father came to complain to the king, what is the reason that in the presence of the father a son died? Please explain. Let's see how much responsible government was there. The government is responsible if the son dies before the father. Then by naturally, the father is older than the son, so he must die first. So, such responsible government was there. Now, in the civilized world, anyone can be killed by anyone, but nobody cares for it. So, duration of life is very uncertain in this age. At any moment, we can die. But this life, this human form of life, is meant for a sublime gain. What is that? To make a permanent solution of the miserable condition of our life. Indeed, so long we are in this material form, this body, we have to change from one body to another, one body to another. Janma mittu jarabhyadhi. Repeated birth, repeated death, soul is immortal, eternal life, but changing, just like we are changing the dress. So, these problems, they do not take into account, but this is a problem. The human life is meant for making a solution of this problem, but neither they have any knowledge nor they are very much serious about solving the problem. So, duration, if you get a long duration of life, then there is a chance you may meet somebody, you may meet some good association that you can make a solution of your life. But that is also impossible now because our duration of life is very short. So, prayena alpaya ayusha kalau asmin jigitana mandya, and even whatever duration of life we have got, we are not properly utilizing. We are utilizing this life just like animals, simply eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. Just in this age, if anyone can eat sumptuously, he thinks, oh, my day's duty is finished. If anyone can provide a wife and two or three children, he is to be considered as a very big man. He is providing a family. Because mostly they are without family, without any responsibility. This is the symptoms of this age. So, even if we have got short life, we are not very serious. Manda, very slow. Just like here, we are preaching this Krishna consciousness movement, nobody is serious about to learn or to understand what is this movement. And if somebody is interested, they want to be cheated, they want something cheap, achieve something for self-realization, they have got money, they want to pay somebody some field, and if he says that I will give you some mantra, and he will, 15 minutes meditation, within 6 months he will become God. These things they want. Manna mannamataya. Mannamataya means a very foolish conclusion. They do not think that a solution of the problems of life can be purchased only by paying $35. They have become so foolish. Because if we say that to make a solution of your problems of life, you have to follow these principles, this is very good. Let me pay $35 and make a solution. So they want to be cheated. They are called mandamatayo. And cheaters come and cheat them. Manda mandamatayo, sumandamatayo, mandabhagya. Mandabhagya means they are unfortunate also. Even God comes and canvasses himself, please come to me. They don't care for it. Therefore unfortunate. If somebody comes and offers you $1 million, it is, I don't like it, then are you not unfortunate? So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that Harannam, 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 Ikevalam, Kalav Nastiva, Nastiva, Gatirannatha. For self-realization, simply you chant Hare Krishna and see the result. No. They are not that. They are unfortunate. If you are canvassing, the best thing, the easiest part, but they are not that. They want to be cheated. Mandya-samanda-matayu-mandavhagya-yupadrata and harassed by so many things, this death board, this board, that board, this, that, so many things. So this is their position. Short life, very slow, no understanding, and if they want to understand, they want to be cheated, they are unfortunate and disturbed. This is the position of the present day. It doesn't matter whether you are born in America or in India. This is the whole position. So, there is a great need of this moment, and we are spreading this Krishna consciousness movement, and this is practical, very easy, and just suitable for this age. It doesn't consider how much you are qualified. It doesn't consider. Whatever your past life may be, you simply come here, chant Hare Krishna with your tongue, God has given your tongue, and test Krishna Prasadam, love Krishna, and make your life successful. Very easy for you. So, this is our program, so invite everyone to join this movement. And you will benefit it, and you will see it practically. It is pratyakham abhavam dharma. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is said that this process of self-realization is directly perceivable. Directly perceivable. Pratyakham abhavam dharma. Just like when you eat, you can understand that you are eating. You can understand that your hunger is being satisfied. You can understand that you are getting strength. So you haven't got to take certificate. You can yourself understand it is so nice thing. Pratyakham avagamam. Pratyakham means direct. Avagamam, you understand it. Direct. If you meditate, so-called meditation, you do not know how far you are making progress. You are in oblivion, you do not know. But here, if you chant Hare Krishna, you directly feel. Directly feel. I have got so many students, so many letters, how they are feeling directly. It is so nice. Pratyakham avagavam dharmam susukham kartum abhayam. And very nice to perform. Chant and dance and eat. But you want more? Right? Simply chanting, dancing and eating nice sweet balls, kachori.
Sir, Susukham.
And Kottum Abhayam, while performing, while practicing this process, it is very pleasant. And Abhayam, Abhayam means whatever you do, even if you execute 1% of this movement, that is your permanent asset. Permanent asset. If you do 2%, 3%, 4%, but don't wait for next life. Hey, 10%. It is not very easy to execute. Therefore, finish. Don't wait that I shall, let me finish in this life a certain percentage of self-realization and next life I shall do. And what is the test of realization? Finishing 4%. The test is how much you have learned to love God, Krishna. That's all. You have got your love. You love somebody. But if you divide your love, that I shall love this country, my society, my girlfriend and this and that, or boyfriend, and I shall try to love Krishna. That is also nice. But if you give predominance, all predominance simply to love Krishna, he'll automatically love other things and your life will be perfect. Other loving affairs will not be minus. Just like a Krishna conscious person, he loves not only his family and society, he loves even the animal, he loves even the ant. His love is so much expanded. It is so nice. How much you can love? Anything, as soon as there is some misunderstanding, the love is broken. But Krishna love is so sound that you will never break. And your love will be expanded universally. It is so nice. And love you have got, you have simply misplaced your loving capacity to so many things. You just revert it to Krishna, and when you perfectly love Krishna, you will see that you are loving your country, your society, your friend more than what you loved before. It is so nice. So take to this Krishna consciousness movement and be happy in this life and next life. If you can finish your loving affairs to Krishna in this life, then you have done 10%. If not, whatever percentage you have executed in this life, that will remain with you. It will not go. That is assured in the Bhagavad Gita that Suchinam Simatangihi Yoga Bhrishta Sanjaya. One who cannot execute this yoga process completely 10%, he is given next birth a chance to take birth in a rich family or to take birth in a very pure family. Two alternatives. So either you take birth in pure family or in rich family, at least your birth as a human being is guaranteed. But if you don't take to this Krishna consciousness movement, you do not know what is your next birth. There are 8,400,000 of different species of life, and you can be transferred to any one of them. If you are transferred to become a tree, just like I have seen in San Francisco, they said that this tree is standing for 7,000 years. Stand up on the bench for 7,000 years. The boys are sometimes punished by the teachers in the school, stand up on the bench. So these trees are punished, stand up, by nature's law. So, there is chance of becoming a tree, there is chance of becoming a dog, a cat, an insect. So many lives there are. Don't miss this opportunity of human form of life. Perfect your love of Krishna and be happy in this life and next life. So, this initiation, as many of our students are initiated, so some of our students are going to be initiated this evening. The initiation means the third stage of joining this movement. The first stage is Shraddha, a little faith, just like our students are going in the marketplace, they are chanting, and many people are contributing some money. Somebody is purchasing our back to Godhead. This is the beginning of faith. Oh, here is a nice moment, let me cooperate. The Adu Sadhya. Then, if he becomes little more interested, then he comes here into the class. All right, let us see what these people are teaching, this Krishna consciousness. So they come. So that is the second stage. The first stage is automatic sympathy for this movement. The second stage is joining or associating with this our activities. Just like you have kindly come here, you are hearing me. Similarly, if somebody becomes more interested or his faith is still further advanced, then he comes. That is the second stage. And the third stage is Adu Shraddha Tato Sadhusanga Ato Bhajana Kriya. Now the initiation means beginning of the activities. Beginning of the activities. How one can develop Krishna consciousness to the perfectional state. That is called initiation. It is not that initiation means finish. It is the third stage. That the fourth stage will be one who is initiated if he follows the rules and regulations and if he chants Hare Krishna with a fixed counting. Then gradually his all misgivings will vanish. What are the misgivings? We ask our students to refrain from the illicit sex life, non-vegetarian diet, and intoxication, and to take part in gambling. These four things. So, and ordinarily, these four things are very prominent in the society, especially in the Western countries. But these students who take initiation and follow chanting, they very easily give up these four things without any difficulty. That is called anarthanivitti. That is the fourth stage. The fifth stage is then you become fixed up, yes. Just like one student, Mr. Anderson, I have not seen him, but simply by associating with our other devotees, he has written that I wish to devote my whole being for this Krishna consciousness. This is called nishtha, fixed up. Tatu nishtha, tatu ruchi. Ruchi means they get a taste. Why these boys are going out, this chanting, they have got a taste. They have developed a taste. Otherwise, for nothing, they are not wasting time. They are educated, they are grown up. So taste. They then fix up, then taste. Tatha Shakti. When the taste is, then attachment. He cannot give it up. I receive so many letters. Some students, they could not cope with their god brothers. They go away. But they write that I cannot go. I cannot go. He's captured. Umapati has written that letter.
Yes.
He becomes in difficulty. He cannot leave, he cannot L-I-V or L-E-V. He is in dialogue. You see, he cannot quit the company or some misunderstanding, he cannot live with God. But that is temporary. So that is called asakti, attachment. Tathasakti, tato bhava. Then, gradually, increasing some ecstatic position, always thinking of Krishna, and then perfection says that he loves Krishna 100%. So this is the process. So, this initiation means the third stage of Krishna consciousness. So those who are being initiated, they should remember that they have to follow the rules and regulations. Just like if a man wants to be cured from a certain type of disease, he has to follow the regulation given by the physician, and that will help him to recover from the illness very quickly. So these four principles are restrictions they should follow and chant at least 16 rounds daily, and gradually he'll get fixed up in this conviction and will have attachment and taste, and then love of Krishna will automatically. It is there in everyone's heart. Love of Krishna, it is not a foreign thing that we are imposing. No. It is there everywhere, in every living entity. Otherwise, how these American boys and girls are taking it, if it is not there? It is there. I am simply helping. Just like matches, there is fire. One can help only simply rubbing, that's all. There is fire. You cannot get fire rubbing two, sticks, if there is no chemical on the top. So, Krishna consciousness is there in everyone's heart, simply one has to revive it by this association, this Krishna consciousness association. So it is neither difficult, nor impractical, nor very unpalatable. Everything is nice. So our request to everyone that let them take this magnificent gift of Lord Chaitanya, Krishna consciousness movement, Hare Krishna chanting, and you will be happy. That is our goal. Thank you very much.